Here we are again at another podcast. It's a Mindset. Today we'll be interviewing Flavio Parenti. It's going to be a really interesting one because I personally don't exactly know what he's doing because he's doing so many different things. So Flavio, how about you introduce yourself and tell us what you do, which okay. would be a good start.
So hi everyone. So my name is Flavio Parenti and I'm mostly an actor. Then I directed movies and theater. Then I founded a video game company 6 years ago. I co-founded other companies my acting career, and I write a lot. So I do a lot of things basically.
So you typically don't have a 9-to-5 job.
I think I never had a 9-to-5 job, like in my life. I never had one. No, I had it when I was prior to going to the university. I was testing jobs basically. So I was doing the waiter. I was doing like a lot of small jobs just to understand
what it could be like and something that you don't want to do.
So that I finally realized I never wanted to do it anymore.
So you would call yourself an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
And from all the things that you did in the past, what would you say was one of the greatest pivotal starting points where you would say, okay, now at this point, I would consider myself an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur, I would say when, like 2 weeks ago, when I had the meeting with my associates in the video game company, and we closed the deal, $2 million deal. This is the starting of expanding the offices and having more people working for the company. And this company is just going by itself. I'm not doing anything anymore in the company. I'm just like watching it growing. And right now, I would say that the company exists. It's not a startup anymore. Like as an entrepreneur, this is I was so happy to see something that I participated in to make it born.
To see it grow.
Yeah, see it being an adult.
Having another baby.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. As an entrepreneur, I would say this is like the best thing that ever happened to me.
And you also said like acting is the biggest point in your career. Did that make your career? What kind of TV shows or movies did you act in which were one of the biggest scores in the acting career? And what would you also say, like, how do you become an actor? Because I think it's super competitive, right?
It's very, very competitive. So the topical points of my career as an actor, I would say, are acting with Woody Allen, starring with Woody Allen, starring with Tilda Swinton in I Am Love. I starred in many TV shows in Italy that are very popular.
Which ones?
In Italy, Distretto di Polizia and Medico in Famiglia are like the most popular TV shows. That was like really, really popular. And then, Two Wrong Love with Woody Allen and Peter Greenaway. I was very lucky because I had a popular career as a TV lead, but also I managed to do some very artistical movies. I worked with great, great actors and Oscar winners. And so I've been very lucky as an actor. I started like you should start by going to a school study. You need to study. I would say this is the first thing. You need to understand theater, the story of theater, the story of acting. Try many techniques. There are many techniques for acting. And find your own after. In Italy, they say impara l'arte e mettila da parte, which means learn your art and then forget about it because you need to make your own. But you have to learn first. So first thing is just go to an acting school and see if you fit. Because acting schools are good because they're very competitive. They take very few people. They're usually free. And if they don't take you one time, two times, three times, four times, this might be a signal that maybe this is not like...
This is not your career.
Maybe. I would say, as a career-wise, I would say Forrest Gump is one of the best examples on how I faced my career. It's just like, Forrest Gump starts with this feather flowing in the wind. Yeah. And this is Forrest Gump. He's a feather flowing in the wind. And by flowing with the wind, he basically succeeds in everything he's facing because he's facing only things that basically come up for him. And
it's like a natural. Very natural.
Yeah, if you force too much, you might not succeed. Or you might succeed. It depends, Sometimes
it's a luck game at that point.
Yeah.
So what made you actually, did you think you were always going to become an actor? Because you told us that you were like also working in a cafe and you thought like being in the cafe for a lifetime was like thing.
No, but when I was in the cafe, I was also studying. I was like in the university because I wanted to do video games. That was my first goal. No, I never wanted to be an actor, like ever. And it never came up to my mind. up until the moment where I saw like an improv performance in TV, and I was like, oh, this looks really funny. I'd like to try. So I called and they gave me a number of like lessons for improvising. And I tried this.
So you just called, you saw something on TV, you decided to call them and...
Yes, and they told me, look, we were doing lessons, like an hour, 2 hours a week, and you can come and...
Wow, that's a nice start, right? You just call, it's like, I mean, usually when I apply for apartments, for example, I have to call 100 apartments to get anything. You're just like calling once and you...
But because this stuff, because basically, it's for them, it's business, you know, they get people and those people pay. And most of the people that try the improv lessons, they're not even going to become actors. They're just following their own lives, and some are 40, some are 50, some are... But then I got there, and there was an actor who was coming from a French school, like La Lecoq, which is a very famous acting school. And he told me, you know what, come and we can do theater lessons too. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Why not?
It's like $50. My parents were paying for it. So I was like, yeah, sure. And then this guy told me, you know what, you should apply for school because it looks like you're gifted. It's something that comes off easily for you. I applied for schools and I did the test and I've been accepted in all the schools. And so I talked with my parents and they're like, sure, go for it.
What are like three personality traits that you like personally grew quite a bit by doing all these different acting schools or improvisation classes?
I would say be honest with yourself.
Okay.
Prepare to fail, basically. It's just like if don't force yourself into something if it's not coming out naturally. This is probably my
because it hurts inside because not going to do it well or
yeah it's not you're not going to do it well. You need to be in a state of relaxation when you act, and sometimes and you need to wait for it to come.
Yeah,
you don't force, you don't go over your acting. The acting comes from within you and go out. There is a in Italian an actor is called an attore, and the attore doesn't come from the verb to act. It comes from it doesn't come from agire, it comes from agere. Agere means to be acted. Okay, so it's a passive relationship with the text you're saying. It's not an active, you're not going over the text. You're waiting for the text to get into you so that basically it shapes you emotionally into something. So if you force yourself into that emotion, this is not going to work. You need to wait for the text to get the emotion up to you, and then you basically vomit the emotion. That it's not like busy, it's yours just because you are vomiting it, but it's coming from the text, it's coming from the poet, it's coming from outside.
That's super interesting because I never thought about it like that, but it somewhat makes sense because when a room is filled with tension, it doesn't feel natural. And when someone is acting, and of course it's already unnatural to be someone else than yourself, the only way it should feel, or the closest it can become to like feeling real and natural, is by it somewhat coming normally and instinctively from inside you.
Well, there are other techniques. I'm not saying that this is the only way. There are actors that basically they push it very well, and they're like technically able to replicate a reality in a perfectly sensible way, and it works.
But an interesting way of this is like there's many actors out there who actually not only physically go through an immense change to play a part in a role, which is so different from like acting out a role, right? So you have like Shia Beowulf, who like gets full of tattoos and like who hunger, like who starves himself just for a role, right? To like feel like he's really into it. Is there anything like extreme that you have done in your roles?
Well, no, because my way of acting is different from that. I'm not looking for transformation. I'm looking for myself.
Through other things.
Yes. So I want to have an honest relationship with who am I. I am precious like everyone else. I am precious, and this preciousness is what I'm giving you as an actor. I'm not giving you my ability to transform. I'm giving you my ability to be honest.
Okay, cool.
And
like
this is my way of acting. And it's you know, like I said, learn the art and then forget about it and find your own.
Yeah. So like being honest with one point, what about another point?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, we talked about one personality trait that you learned through.
Yes, okay.
What other personality traits did you learn through acting that like really, really allowed you to grow as a person?
Well, I learned to breathe. I relearned to breathe. Yeah, to breathe, like really breathe. Because basically what happened is that...
So interesting.
Breathing is basic of every communication, okay? You need to know how to breathe. You can breathe with the diaphragm, or you can breathe with the upper part of your body, okay? So what happens is that when you're a little kid and you go to school, and mostly for males, this is true, but it's true also for girls, you start like, you put your upper body in front, right? And you start like, you want to be strong, and you start breathing from the upper top of your body. And by breathing with the upper top of your body, you're basically losing ground. You're losing like the lower part of your body, which is right under your...
diaphragm?
Yeah, like under the diaphragm. And to have a powerful voice, you need to breathe with your diaphragm. And this is one of the most important things. If you're an opera singer, you cannot be an opera singer without breathing with your diaphragm. And this is true also for acting. So acting is a way of life. It's not only a job, it's a way of life. So whatever you happen to face in acting and to learn in acting, you need to apply it to yourself in life. Okay, you cannot like divide stuff. You cannot say, okay, I'm going to learn to breathe with my diaphragm only when I act. No, you need to learn to breathe with your diaphragm in life, so that when you act, you don't think about it, but you have it.
Yeah.
And this is true for speaking well, you know, to communicate in a very clear way.
Honestly, communication is absolutely key in all sorts of forms of all jobs.
But that's why acting is useful, whatever you're going to do after. Yeah, it's a skill. It's a skill. Then you can, if you're like talented in this skill, you can make it your job. But if you're not talented in the specific skill of, I would say, giving emotions to people, which is like the main skill of an actor, you can use all you learned in acting, which is communication-wise, you know, focusing on people, using the right tone of voice with the right distance from you and the other person, body postures. You know, the perception is very important. You know, the self perception of yourself with the others. This is something you learn in acting.
So this is really an interesting point, because a lot of other people, if they don't act in acting, they go into sports, they go into yoga, they go into some sort of meditation. Is this something that you didn't do as much because you felt already that field filled through acting?
Yes, absolutely. I never like I found out that I meditate by myself like a lot of times during the day by just going away. It's something people told me. Like sometimes they see me just with the mind going away and I lose myself for like a couple of minutes and then I go back.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, my way of meditating. It's just, you know, going away with my mind. But acting for me, and that's why I've never stopped acting, is something I need. I need to act, because when I act, I don't have to think about nothing. Okay,
that's a space.
Yeah, it's an empty space for me, because
where the dialogue everything has been given written. To you.
Yes,
yeah.
Everything has been written. Everything has already happened. I just need to just, you know, get in the flow. And because I'm someone that thinks a lot and I lose myself into my thinking, and sometimes I get into very dark places because I get into my thinking too much, acting for me is like meditation. It's a place where I finally stop thinking about myself.
That is so interesting, because usually I see like a job as a place where you actually need to think and you don't want to, you like stress out from your job, while you becomes the exact opposite.
Acting is the exact opposite.
So for me, you know, not having a 9-to-5 job also means work. For you, not having a 9-to-5 job is almost become like a passion, and it like drives you.
Yes.
Because it allows you to space out from reality, because the dialogue has been given to you.
Yes.
That is so interesting. I think you're one of the few people which actually that I've known who sees their job like that. Yeah. And you make a living from this too.
I do. I make a living
from
it. Which
is great.
Yes.
And if you have, like, if you met someone and who's also starting their acting career and is also working in a cafe and looks very ambitious
and wants to do video
and
games.
What would you tell him to, like, what direction would you tell him to go? Would you tell him also to just, like, call agencies, or would you give him maybe a slightly different direction of the one that you took?
So, look, I never had, like, a precise goal in my life, okay? I never, like, followed this goal. And so I'm not able to tell anyone, you know, just follow your goal. Go for it. You're going to get it. Go. I wouldn't say that. I would say just, you know, wait for things to come. And, you know, luck is when talent meets opportunity. luck is when a talent meets an opportunity. So I'm going back to Forrest Gump. Just for me, like the wisest advice I could give, but because it's my life, and so it's not a wise advice, it's just what I know about life, and maybe it's completely wrong, and I've been just very lucky all my life.
and an opportunist.
Yeah, exactly. I had so many opportunities because I was just, you know, lucky. Not because I had talent. But then it's just, you know, find something you like and try to do it as much as you possible can, as you possibly can, up until the moment you don't like it anymore.
Yeah. But there's a moment that you need to grasp an opportunity. And for a lot of people, knowing that the opportunity has risen is not easy to identify. Mm-hmm. There have been several scenarios in my life where I could say, wow, this is an opportunity and I took it. But only afterwards, only in the long run, I recognize that this was an opportunity. So when do you think I can actually understand that this is an opportunity and that I need to take it?
I don't know, because you don't know the future. So you can't, you know, you can't forecast what is a good opportunity or not. Because basically sometimes you do a very small job, like completely worthless job, but you're going to meet someone. And this person is going to be the most important person in your life.
Yeah, but good. All right. So from this, we can say like already interacting and just doing research about whatever you would like to do is a good way to
maybe... I would say being a yes man, like a yes man, not in the way that you say yes to anyone because you want them to be happy.
Do you know about the yes men people? Like there's a whole YouTube channel called... being like saying yes and
saying it, but there's the movie, you know, the movie.
Yes, also yes movie. Yeah,
but the idea behind the movie is very interesting. You know, say yes and say and see what happens. Of course, sometimes you need to say no. Of course, but you need to say no when you have something to lose, and this is when things start to get complicated because you need to balance and you need to forecast. But this comes when you're already inside a career. You already found something you like. And then you should like start being use a bit more strategy and less more passion, just to keep you afloat. But then again, you know.
But I mean, this opportunity that you saw was through like a TV show, which is, you know, something that you wouldn't expect. And you also kind of pushed the opportunity by calling them.
Yes, absolutely. Because the TV show came after I did a movie that basically went to the Oscars, which was I Am Love. And a lot of people told me, don't take the TV show because TV shows are basically incompatible with the beauty of a movie that goes to Hollywood. And you make, you know, you should just keep this career wise and don't take any career. But the TV show was paying a lot of money. And I was like, why? No, I'm going to get the money and then I'll see what happens. And of course, the TV show then got me to another TV show, but the movie got me to another movie. So this is there's a rule, there's a hidden rule. I don't know if it applies to all the works, but it does apply to acting, which is a work of type, like a type A work is going to give you other type A opportunities. A type B work is going to give you other type B opportunities.
Yeah.
So any choice you do is going to give you other, afterwards, you're going to have other choices that are in the same category.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to choose something you like, so that then, you know...
More opportunity or more choices occur, which are very similar to what you already did.
Yes, and something you like doesn't have to be only, you know, like, it can be because there's a lot of money, it can be because it's a place you like to work with. You know, the factors that that you have to put together to say, I like this or I don't, is not one, it's many. And... then, you know, there's no right or wrong choices. Just find what you like.
And what
try and find what you like.
And you never really did... I mean, you did act in school, but you never pushed for acting. So what did you study? Because you said you were studying and working in the cafe. So what were you studying?
Informatic.
Informatic?
Yes, yes. I wanted to go for video games. This was... My father is an informatician and I just wanted to...
So you have a bachelor's and then you were just like...
No, I left after a year. I went to academy, to the theater.
I mean, it's crazy. It's a crazy turnaround, you know? It's a very unconventional way of...
Sure, but then the funny thing about acting is that the actor has always been like a very... a difficult job, right?
Through
the century. It's actors are the worst of the worst. So... when you work as an actor and you have like a few days of acting, those few days are very well paid because you know that you're not going to work.
How many days a year do you work?
Well, on a great year, like on a one where I like a lot, it's, I would say 100 days is a lot. Like it's a huge amount. I would say normally it's about from 30 to 80.
Yeah.
And the top years are 100.
So what do you do with the rest of the time? Video games, reading?
Everything else. I play chess. I write.
What do you like so much about chess? The complexity of it?
No, the fact that I can put it in the middle of my day whenever I want. I can play a game of chess. It's just something that, okay, I have 10 minutes, I can play a game of chess. It fills up my emptiness. It really does fill up my emptiness. And it's also, I know that I'm kind of like obsessive compulsive. And I know that if I didn't have chess, I might fall into, you know, betting or stuff that I would lose money on. Yeah. And chess basically is focusing all my obsessive and compulsive.
It's a positive way of releasing energy.
Yes, it's a because it builds your brain and it reinforces learning and memory. So it's good for my brain.
So, I mean, last question, I don't know if you have a LinkedIn or if you don't have a LinkedIn, what is your description? Because, you know,
I don't remember, but it's a weird one.
Because my LinkedIn profile is just like paid social manager, right? But you're telling me you're doing acting, you're writing books.
Hold on, I'll tell it to you because I don't remember. Visita profilo. Okay, so it's written. Actor, director, producer, investor, whatever. Also founder of Untold Games. That's my LinkedIn bio.
That's really cool. And is there a way that anybody who listens to the podcast is maybe a bit more interested in asking you some questions related to this? What is the best way that they can contact you?
They can write me on, I'm on all the social medias. I'm probably the only social media where you can direct contact me is Instagram. So it's Flavio Parenti on Instagram.
So Flavio Parenti on Instagram?
Yeah, and you can direct contact me if you have any questions. Yes.
Well, perfect. I really want to thank you for the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I learned a lot about acting that I didn't know before.
Well, it's my way of acting. It's not the acting, just to be precise.
Yeah, that's good. I think we should always finish the podcast. This is the way I do it.
Yeah. No, okay. So in order to just, you know,
be precise.
Yeah, and be open-minded always, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.